friend. No shot, friends. Okay?
Yeah, you gotta look funny. Like us. Yep.
Whoa. Yes, but runs on happy faces.
Wait, does anyone else feel really unprepared for this?
How do you mean?
I don't know. I just have no idea what I'm going to talk about.
How is this any different from any other podcast?
It's not. That's why it's weird.
Well, I don't know. Well, there's lots of things we can talk. We can talk about...
Near...
Yeah. I think we should start like this. Like, the song should play, and then, like, me going, wait, I don't know what to talk about. That should be the start. What do you reckon?
I reckon that's a good idea.
Alright, so we introduce ourselves and then say that? Or have we started already,
We've started already. Like, now you have to say, hi, I'm Anthony from Game Music for All.
This is getting too meta for me.
That's why it's good. This is gold. People love this random off-the-wall shit.
Oh, okay. That would work.
Why are we changing all these paradigms? Like,
why not? Let's be spontaneous, goddammit.
First, Mr. B didn't say bish, bash, bosh at the end of last week's, and now this.
Didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you didn't. Ah. Oh, wow.
Well, the end of that last one was a mess.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here, let's introduce ourselves before we...
Okay.
Get too far.
But we will do it in the usual order, though, because we can't blow everyone's minds.
All right.
No,
all right.
We can't.
Okay.
Hey, this is Anthony from Game Music for All.
And this is Mr. B from his garage.
And this is Chibi Ball, also from Game Music for All.
And we are Letters versus Numbers, and that track you just heard was 8-Bit Flashback, off of...
by Dr. Octorok and Zombies Organized.
You gotta put more emphasis into it. You know they have exclamations, right?
Yes.
From Here Comes the New Challenger 2, which everyone should download right now.
Immediately. Like, you can download it while still listening.
Or we'll hunt you down. We will, seriously.
I'll throw a brick through your window.
You know what I love? I love how Mr. B stated that this is Letters versus Numbers, but in the past he's complained about us stating that this was Letters versus Numbers.
No, I changed my stance on that. You're not keeping up.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he like...
Oh, wow.
You know, he flip-flopped on the whole thing.
Flip-flopping on us? Oh, jeez, okay.
No, I can I can change my mind on things. I'm an open-minded
What do you mean? You're British. You should never change your mind on things. That doesn't make any sense.
Rich people change their minds about things all the time, Chibi Mama.
No, they're not. They're still calling soccer football, and they're calling the store at the shop.
Well, you're still calling American football a game, so, you know, this is a pot calling the kettle black.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you guys not have that saying, the pot calling the kettle black?
Ma knows what you're talking about, but...
Yeah, I know what you're talking... I'm talking about, yeah, the other thing.
What other thing? Well...
The whole...
Gino was right. This is far too meta.
How is this far too meta? I think this is great. I think this is pure entertainment right here. What we're having right now.
Hell yeah. We're doing an experiment today. I tweeted just before we were about to record that we're recording, so we'll see how many tweets we get at.
Maybe I should tweet too, and then see, because if we have like more than one person getting tweeted at, then
yes,
we have more Twitters to talk about.
I guess.
We'll expand our tweet operation by threefold.
Hell yeah. Well, I think Gino's gonna get the most. He has an insane amount.
Don't ask me why.
But yeah, this is what I'm gonna do. Oh, speaking of Twitter, so for the past week, I have basically had an epiphany.
Right.
Thanks to our lovely friend CMeet.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought that Twitter had a purpose. Like, I've always known it was microblogging and everything, but I never really used Twitter that much.
Mm-hmm.
Until, I feel like such a noob for this, I was introduced to this new thing called Twirl. And Twirl has literally changed my whole life on the internet. Now I am tweeting, like, every day. I don't know. I'm a little scared for my
life. I know. It did seem a bit pointless to, like, log into a site and then do it when you could just log into any other site,
well,
but...
Twirl is on all the time. It's constantly there. It's almost like an IM, like, in a sense, like AIM or anything, because it's right there. I just type in what I want, hit enter, and it's automatically updated. There's, like, a little button for, you know, replying to people, messaging. You can instantly get a list of your friends. It's, I don't know, I love it. It's fantastic.
Oh, while we're, like, plugging sites and things, I found this site called SoundCloud. And, dude, it's so good. If you go on soundcloud.com, right, it's basically like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, right, you upload a song, and people can sort of comment on that song, like, by the time, by the point that it's at. So, like, if you have a beat or something, and then it changes, like, 26 seconds in, somebody can tag, like, the 26th second, and go, I like the beat change here, or I don't like this change, or something. And you can do all sorts. You can count out, like, the beats per minute on the song by, like, tapping it on your keyboard in real time. And it's just so useful. I think it would be, like, you know how in the music that, like, we listen to and do, a lot of it's sort of based on the internet and things?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it would be really useful for, like, if you had, like, a group of people and one of them uploaded the beat, and then they can, like, just record straight onto it from there. Like, record the a cappella, put that up, and then someone else downloads it. I think it would be really, really useful. So my
cool.
My internet plug is for SoundCloud. Also, I'm going, if anyone follows, like, my MySpace, which they probably don't, I've put what's called, like, a SoundCloud Dropbox on mine, and I'm probably going to do it for the Letters versus Numbers MySpace and blog as well, where if you click on it, you can upload, like, a song that will be, like, hosted directly for me or for us. So if you, like, upload that, I can check, like, my Dropbox and go, oh, such and such uploaded a song. I'll check it out, because, like, I won't have to download it, and I won't have to, like, search it out or find it. Because a lot of people go, you know, play me and stuff. And it's a pain in the ass. I tend to just play what I have on my computer anyway. I rarely, like, search for stuff if I don't already have it. And so, while this doesn't necessarily mean you will definitely get played if you want to, if you ask us, it will give you a better chance, because if it's already fucking there, and I don't have to download it if I don't like it, I can listen to it first and think, oh, that sucks. Oh, nice. That's good.
Oh, just got a tweet.
Oh, nice. My tweet went down.
From VGTO Reviews, and they have a question.
Oh, okay.
Why are there ships coming out of the base? Wink.
What?
What?
Why are there ships coming out of the base? Wink.
Is that like the start of a joke?
I have no idea.
Is this in reference to something I'm already said?
I you know what? I'm a little nervous that it is, and I feel kind of dumb, because if it is, then yeah.
Yeah, why would there be ships coming out of the base? This episode is fucking bizarre.
I think this episode is fucking gold. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Gold. It's like gold. Like, it has all the chemical properties of gold, but, yeah, like, it's purple.
You know, where were we talking about stuff? I mean, earlier you were like, oh, I feel like we have nothing to talk about. But we've already been talking about stuff. I'm talking about Twitter, and you're talking about Beats and SoundClick and all this stuff. So I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's amazing. SoundCloud, whatever. My bad. I don't make beats, so I don't know.
I need a site to plug, but I don't got anything.
On a side note, if you go to gamemusicforall.com, you can download several compilations and keep up to date on video game news.
Word.
Speaking of video game news, for my next post, is it okay if we go into another song, or is it too early?
Well, do you want to... No, it's never too early, my
it's
dear.
Never too early?
Never too early.
It's normally too
speaking
late.
Speaking of Game Music for All, my next post, people, which you should be excited about, I'm going to do a mini review on a new album that just came out, the Kingdom Hearts Piano Collection.
Oh, okay.
And that's the next song that I chose for my song choices, and it is called The Other Promise. By Hiroyuki Nakayama from the Kingdom Hearts Piano Collections. And yeah!
Enjoy!
only your thumb is sore.
System, system.
People call you nerd and dork. Smoking weed like herbivores. Real world just leaves you bored.
System, system.
When they try to drag you down, take you through the battleground. Shoot another ammo round.
System, system. Blowing into the cartridge.
More dust particles.
We're blowing into the wind.
Like dust particles. Arcade anarchy. Arcade anarchy. Arcade anarchy. Fight, 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 fight. Arcade anarchy. Arcade anarchy. Arcade anarchy.
That was System by Super Mario Bros off of their untitled album that came out ages ago, but like I only started getting into them like 2 or 3 months ago. Like I slept on them, as the kids say.
Do you have their albums and stuff?
I have their album, yeah.
They have album, the one, whatever. The self-titled Super Mario Brothers LP.
Oh, wow. I should get me that then, because I like that song. That's a good song.
I thought you sent me that.
Hmm, me?
The System?
I think I sent it to you, because I have their album.
Gino has all the music.
Sent me... Oh, you sent me something else. Never mind. Never mind.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Fail.
Oh, just what? Got a Twitter from Gino.
That's cheating.
Twirl. This is another thing. A twirl automatically lets you know. You'll be sitting here, and you could be doing something totally different. You'd be listening to music. You can be like
totally
fucking
different.
Like play like chess, and then out of the
you
the
can
right corner,
you can be on a unicycle juggling bears.
You could, yeah. So yeah, you'd be like on a unicycle and shit, and out of the right corner, a little box pops up and says, "This person just updated," and it tells you what they said.
They fall off your unicycle, like bowling pins you're juggling, going everywhere.
The bears start eating.
Just got your mind blown, so, I mean, you're just like, "Whoa, I just got an update, right on," and then you happily go on Twirl, and you reply.
Then Ma has to Twitter reply back that she fell off her unicycle.
Unless, of course, you're on Twitter, Fox, in which case it just goes red and goes down and goes, nah, I don't feel like...
Yeah, I was using Twitter Fox today. For a while, but Twitter Fox, like, kind of really annoyed me, because it updated me, like, every second.
You can change.
Oh, God. Speaking of, like, updating every second, I love the video that you sent me, Gino, of the Twitter...
What was it called?
Animation. I can't remember. Here, maybe I still
Super
have it
News,
up.
I think it was. Cartoon.
It was like Twubble with Twitters by Super News.
Yeah.
I thought that was the funniest video ever. If you don't know what it is, go on YouTube right now and check out Twubble with Twitter.
I'm sure everybody knew like a joke like this was coming, but today's episode is sponsored by Twitter.
Speaking of Twitter. Today,
yeah, Twitter's
no,
sucking
Twitter
a huge
failing,
one today.
Because we said this earlier. Yeah, it just sent me, sending your update failed. Error.
Unlucky.
Fuck you, too. Just keep on trying.
Keep on
hopefully
trucking.
Hopefully it will work. I don't know. Whatever. I still hear birds.
Yeah.
They're the Twitter birds.
Yeah.
Oh my god, is a big giant whale, male whale, gonna pop out of the blue and just, like, disconnect us? Well, currently that's what it's doing.
I was gonna say focus, but like actually unfocus from Twitter.
Unfocused from Twitter? Unfocused from Twitter. Other things. What else? E3 is happening next week.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for that. I'm definitely going to be watching that.
Project Trico news.
Project Trico, yes.
All right. I have to nerd out for that for a second. Like, everyone knows I love Shadow of the Colossus. And Project Trico is the third game by the Ico team. Well, first was Ico, then Shadow of the Colossus for the PS2. And now they showed their first trailers recently for Project Trico, which I guess is the working title. I'm not sure if that's, like, the real title of it yet. But if anyone hasn't seen it, just you got to find that trailer. It's amazing. Everything about it rocks. And I can't wait for that game to come out.
Oh, my God. And you can already tell that the music's going to be badass on it, too.
Definitely.
Like, I'm definitely going to, like, get that album right away.
And it looks like it's going to be an emotional game, too.
Oh, yeah, with, like, the kid and the big, I don't know what
the Colossus, I guess.
Griffin Colossus thing, I don't know. But it looks so cute, and it looks badass, so definitely on that. And, of course, the Kojima update.
That Mystical Ninja for the Jeff 5.
Don't say such things.
We, clearly you haven't played enough Mystical Ninja. If you're not familiar with this, a website that's been doing the rounds is, like, new Konami project. Like, all we know is that it's, like, something 5. And initially, everyone's thinking...
Maybe. It could be an S, too, because there's, like, other letters popping up out of nowhere. Could like be. An E and a 3.
And
stuff like that.
A lot of people are thinking, oh, it's new Metal Gear. But other people are starting to think, like, you know, smart people, like me, are starting to think that, you know, they're not just saying it's Metal Gear. There's no point said it's Metal Gear. It might not be Metal Gear.
I never said it was just Metal Gear. I'm saying I'm hoping it is, but there is a possibility that it's not going to be. Like, when I first saw this update, I actually was starting to do some research, and I figured, you know, maybe, you know, at first, before the pictures of the people start popping up, I was thinking this could possibly be, like, Contra 5, for all we know. But there's now been, with the new...
Well, another thing was that apparently one of them, like, Big Boss pops up or something. Is that right?
Yes, Big Boss, and there's a ninja that looks somewhat like Raiden.
What pops up on another site, too. What, like, I haven't seen the one with Big Boss. Does it, like, actually look like Big Boss?
It looks exactly like him, except for his beret has a different, like, symbol on it. And on Kotaku... there's an interview with Hideo Kojima about it. I'll find you the link later, but the only thing that's different is that it has like a different symbol on it and like different words and stuff. And I just got another tweet from Alphador.
Oh,
and
yeah, I saw that.
Alphador.
Oh, that guy.
You can let Gino Boost know that I know he's gay because his dick tastes like my butt.
I'm not even sure who's supposed to be insulted here.
I don't know, man, because that's like a double whammy right there, because he's saying, I know he's gay because his dick tastes like my butt. So he's like dissing you, but at the same time.
Unless he's happy.
Dissing
being gay.
Himself.
I mean, you're just assuming that, you know.
I'm not assuming anything. He's the one who says he's gay, but maybe this is Alphador's way of confessing his undying love for Gino Boost.
Yeah.
He was getting way too hot in the closet.
Yep. Just couldn't handle it. Had to let me know through a tweet.
I like how he had to let you know, like, not me. Like, he had to go through you.
Well, maybe he's shy, Gino. You know, you gotta respect people, okay?
Well, you said you saw that as well and didn't read it. Perhaps he knew you would do that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't read it because it wasn't directed at me. It's at Kimi.
That would be impolite.
I'm not gonna steal Ma's thunder.
my thunder? Oh, okay. I didn't know my thunder required to tell the people that they're gay because their dick tastes like someone else's butt.
I just love that sentence. There's nothing about that sentence that isn't hilarious.
Anywho, Back on topic. But yeah, the Konami update, and also, this is not new, but, today I showed you guys earlier a trailer of a new, Square Enix game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce the name. It's like, Nier, or something. It's N-I-E-R, and it looks, I'm excited. It looks badass. Like,
it looks like it'll be awesome or boring.
It could be, like, really badass, or just blah.
Is the name all capitals? Is it N-I-E-R? Is that the name?
N-I-E-R, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it stands for something. Maybe it's, like, not in energy robots.
It looks like...
Well, he's not in an energy robot. I think you're right on course.
I'm constantly like... not in energy robots. This game, like, speaks to me. It's about my life.
But no, like, it looks kind of, like, old Asian-esque with, like, I don't know, urban, sort of, to it.
It looks like if Square made one of the Dynasty Warriors games. That's what it looks like to
me. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, holy shit. Because at first I thought I saw it was, like, seeing a ninja or something. But no, it was, like, this big, like, man with, like, this... beard and mustache, and he has a huge ass sword, and he's like kicking people's asses with it, and there's lots of blood, and
you loved him.
Oh yes,
you want to nom on his face. Like,
I'm gonna start writing fanfics about him and start drawing fan art and post it on my DeviantArt.
Nice.
Oh wait, I just got a tweet from Chibi Ma. Apparently, she just fell off her unicycle.
This is stupid. I'm making a rule. We're not allowed to tweet at each other.
Twitter's not stupid. You're stupid.
We just got a tweet from Ginger, you guys. Ginger from RT and Stickham.
Oh, cool.
She just says, at ChibiMa, tweet, good luck with the podcast.
We don't need luck. Who does she think she is?
This is all skill.
She's being a good fan, cheering us on, and you're just being all like, ugh, we don't need luck, bleh.
Well, Chibi Ma, that just shows your naivety, I'm afraid.
I am not naive.
You're only level 3, 4 now?
wait, I've got something awesome. Say that again, Ma.
What did I just say?
That you're not naive.
Oh, I'm not naive.
Objection!
And we're back, and that was the most badass metal rocking headbanging version of Ice Climbers ever made. And it was by the Plasmas.
Ice Climbers are bitches in Brawl, though.
Ice Climbers are awesome in There Will Be Brawl, though. I keep talking about this, and every time I mention it, Gina's like, I haven't seen it. Everyone keeps telling me I should see it.
I've only seen, only a couple of them. I haven't seen it all the way up to the Ice Climbers, but I probably should.
The Ice Climbers were in the first one.
They were?
They're the
enforcers.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. I forgot all about that. Wow.
They're not exactly a pivotal role, but they always look menacing. They remind me of, the hockey kids.
Dogma?
Dogma, yeah.
Oh, that movie is amazing. I love that movie.
I'm a bit gutted that you guys haven't, seen the latest one, because the latest one is so fucking good. And I want to speculate with people.
Well, maybe I'll watch it, and then for the next one, we'll speculate.
Yeah, I guess I'll catch up.
Oh, okay, so, a tweet from Error.
Oh, cool.
At Letters vs. Numbers, shit, I totally forgot to send y'all a random tweet last week, and also Cox.
Nice.
Three words during sex.
Oh, we also just got a tweet from VGTO Reviews again. Apparently he was referencing Star Fox. It had to be the one Star Fox quote I didn't get.
Oh wow, we're fucking lame.
Oh yeah. Oh.
couldn't he have used a better one? If it isn't the great Star Fox team or something like that. I mean,
my favorite was check out our new ships. I love over here it was called Lilac Wars, and I loved Lilac Wars so much. It was on I think it was my birthday or Christmas, or it was N64 day. It was the day I got my N64, and I got Mario 64 and Lilac Wars. And I hadn't had a PlayStation up till that time. Before I had the N64, I'd had Game Boy. I'd either been on handheld things or on PC things. And I got the N64, and in Lilac Wars, they spoke and stuff. And I remember I was 12 and I was going to school, and I thought it would be hilarious. But on the entire walk to school, I only responded to my friend Turner with quotes from Lilac Wars.
Nice.
And that worked out hilariously awesome, right?
Oh, you best believe. Best day ever.
You're becoming more like your father, Fox. What? <Yes. laughs>
Speaking of Star Fox, Gino, when are you going to get your text message thing changed?
Oh, yeah. I've actually, because you probably heard it, on the podcast once or twice, do a barrel roll. And that's what happens when I get texts. And I've been meaning to change that to the, the record stopping noise, and I've failed. I looked for the record stopping noise for 1 hour one day. I'm gonna find that noise, and it's gonna be the best text message noise ever. And then my friend was like, hey, let's go to the movies, and then I left. And
you could make them
get a record and stop it.
I tried that. I tried for an hour on my friend's record player. I was just sitting there, and I was I'd play the record, and I'd take the needle off. No, that's not the noise. Try it again. That's not the noise either. I think one person in history has made that noise and recorded it, and it has just proliferated since then.
Yeah, take that, DJs.
Well, that's just saying you can make it, because, my current phone call ringtone is the Final Fantasy VI Battle music, but, yeah, he made that, and I was like, that's freaking amazing. I want to make my own ringtones, and I never did. But
way to suck, Chibi.
Yeah, my actual ringtone is Mario World right now.
I have not heard that one yet. I want to get a ringtone for my, when I get text messages. I currently just have the beep beep one, but I want to get the codec call from Metal Gear Solid. I think that'd be fucking sweet.
That's a good one.
I think one of my friends actually has that, so I can, ask him if I can steal it, too, or something.
Bluetooth, that shit, yo!
I don't know where the fuck. What's your special ringtone, Mr. B?
When I get a text message, it goes, bit, and then it does it louder. And if someone calls me, God, it's been that long since someone's called me. Shit. Now I'm sad. Thanks, guys. It used to be the Pokemon music. Like,
oh, really?
From the cartoon, yeah. Like
the, which one? Like the main song?
The first one from the anime. I want to be the very best.
Oh, the best there ever
but
was.
But I kept missing calls.
To catch them is my real job. Because
you're too busy singing.
To train them is my call.
Yeah, I was like, I just want to get to this bit where it goes, duh. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide.
Each fucking moment to understand. On a side note, the Pokemon theme is the best song to play on Donkey Konga.
Mm. Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. My tummy is growling away right now. So.
Well, you should have thought it out
that
before
is
you started podcasting.
Well, it's just kind of funny because I'm, like, sitting here and it's really loud. So you're probably going to be hearing it when you listen to it.
I think
my tummy
will
be
site.
Rumbling because I'm currently eating a nice steak.
And oh god, that sounds so good right now. A steak.
With peppercorn sauce, roast potatoes. Not roast potatoes,
wow.
That doesn't go
no,
with steak.
I want a quesadilla. That's
are you recording from a diner?
Hell yeah. Sunday lunch up in this bitch.
I don't know what kind of diners they have in England. I was gonna say like Denny's or something, but
I wonder if anyone has said that ever. Sunday lunch up in this bitch.
Sunday. Oh,
I hope not.
I'm gonna say that from now on. Sunday lunch up in this bitch.
And that leads us on perfectly to our next song.
Word.
Word.
I
want to pick, but I want to pick one of Mars, if that's okay with you, Chibi Mars.
No, I don't want you to. Yes, I don't mind.
No. This song, like, I was listening to it earlier, and I went on about it for ages. This is the piano version of Calling to the Night by
Akiho
Honda.
Yeah, Akiho Honda. And it's from the 20th Anniversary Metal Gear Music Collection, at least for me. And you can thank Kyle Mystery, our rapper from Rhyme Torrents, for that.
Or Dr. MC Mystery.
Or Dr. MC Mystery, my mistake. I fucking love this song, especially the piano version. It's from, I believe, the Metal Gear Portable Ops. And it's also one of the songs you can play on your iPod in Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. But yeah, I love this song, so enjoy.
Well, baby. Thank you.
And we're back. The song you just heard was even more Chromalodeon, because, you know, I have to play them pretty much every show now. And that song was them as Sprite Slowdown playing Balloon Kid, which I have to say, like, the Balloon Fight music, Balloon Kid music as well, like, some of the best music ever, and it's, like, never been covered. This is one of the, like, and this is one of the first covers I ever heard of the Balloon Fight music, and it was by one of the best bands ever, so it was double awesome.
Nice. And the best part is by, like, some jerk. You wouldn't have liked it.
I think you're, like, Chromalodeon's, like, biggest fan, I swear.
No, like, no. Honestly. You haven't seen some of Chromalodeon's fans. I'm like your standard Chromalodeon fan. That'll show you how amazing Chromalodeon is. Like, people
Chromalodeon are alright.
Like, people have Chromalodeon tattoos.
I'm not surprised on that.
People have an amazing band.
Saber Pulse tattoos. I was talking to this with Oliver. No one has super powerless tattoos. No one has letters versus numbers tattoos. What the fuck, internet?
No game music for all tattoos.
No game music for all tattoos, no.
Sigh. Ma, when you go to Nerdapalooza, we'll get drunk and get GM4A tattoos together.
Okay.
Then we'll all get LVN tattoos together. We'll give each other LVN tattoos.
Be careful, because I will totally do that. In fact, right, I put up a challenge. I'm not willing to pay for it, but if, while I'm in Florida, I will carry around with me a design that Stefan Messenger from My Parents' Favorite Music made, like our official logo.
Uh-huh.
I will carry that round with me, and you can call me up on it and say, dude, I'm taking you to a tattoo parlor, we're getting this done. I'll be like, I am fucking ready. I will do that shit. I'm not even kidding. Not even kidding.
You know, it sounds like a great idea and all, but I'm, like, deathly afraid of needles, and I change my mind way too often. But, I still think it's a good idea.
Well, I've got this system with tattoos. Like, I've only got two. Like, I'm not a hardcore, like, tattoo person. But, I figured it when I got my first one, because I wanted a band one, because I was really into Alkaline Trio. But, like, I knew that one day I wouldn't be. Like, I knew that for a fact. And I thought to myself, like, I would have been about 17 at the time, 18. I thought to myself, you know what? This is 17-year-old me going to, like, future me. I guess, like, now it would be 24-year-old me. 17-year-old me going, listen, this is what I like. When I was in charge of your body and whatnot. This was me. Fucking remember me. And, like, that sort of spurred me on to get the tattoo. I did get sick of it, but I was like, you know what? Yes, that was it. That was me. And then I decided this was a really good idea. What was I into when I was younger? Amiga games. Yeah. What would be an awesome tattoo? A fucking lemming.
If I got... Your lemming's weird.
What? My lemming, right, I thought about this. I'm calling you up on this. The lemming, it has an umbrella, not, and so it floats down. The idea being, right, if you're a lemming with an umbrella, you can fall forever, and so long as there's land underneath you, you'll land and keep on walking. And I have been fucking depressed and miserable and looked at that tattoo and thought it's gonna be all right. So, eat that. Your lemming is weird. You don't know me.
I'm sorry, but when I first saw your lemming tattoo, I was just like, what the fuck is that?
Well, it wasn't as big a game over there. I mean,
it was a pretty well-received game here.
It was well-received because it's fucking lemmings, but you have to understand everybody in the UK who, like, played video games from, like, the late 80s onwards had played Lemmings, owned a copy of Lemmings. It was like a European version of Tetris.
Tetris from Russia.
Well, Russia, never mind. Like, Tetris would be like the international one that everyone's played. It would be like an American version of, I don't know, what's an American game everyone's played?
Halo?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. No, because, like, a good American game.
Yeah.
Oh.
It would be, like, a Japanese version of, like, that Astro Kid thing. Everyone in Japan knows Astro Kid. kid, Rocket Boy. What's he called?
Astro Boy.
Yeah.
So close yet so far.
Oh my god. I'm excited for that movie. That movie is gonna fucking rock my socks off.
I'm not even a little bit excited for that movie. Although, I haven't seen any trailers. I'm often excited.
No? Okay, the only thing you were excited about was, like, sound something or other, and then Lemming Tattoo. That was it.
In his entire life.
Tonight,
yes.
Letters versus Numbers listeners, I'm sharing with you the first moment I ever felt the emotion, excitement.
I just imagine, like he's like your grandkids are asking you questions, like, was it like, how was it when you married Grandma? Like, it sucked. It wasn't anything like SoundCloud. And then you get all misty-eyed for SoundCloud.
Yeah, like, they're so user-friendly. Not like that woman.
Have you seen her lately?
She never comments on my beats.
She doesn't come to my shows. I mean, they're in the fucking nursing home. All she has to do is go downstairs. Bitch.
I don't care if she's in a wheelchair. She can walk downstairs.
I offered to push her myself.
Oh my god.
Speaking of whole milk, we got an...
Well, you know, seniors have brittle bones, right? And they should drink more milk. Speaking of milk, no. we got an email from Whole Milk. There, done. Cut nice. And edit. Fine. I quit.
Done. But like the horn from Flintstones where he pulls on that thing, like goes, and Dino Boost just like jumps out his window and slides down a dinosaur into his car.
Oh, I was thinking more of like he stomps away and we hear the door slam.
And like an 8-bit version of Flintstones plays. Oh, dude, someone who listens out there, please make us an 8-bit version of Flintstones.
Maybe Dr. Octorok's working on that. He's finishing up an album of 8-bit chiptune TV show themes. I'm not sure if Flintstones is on there, but 90s. I know Cheers is on there, and Cheers is one badass theme.
You know what should be on there? Chiptune. Freakazoid should be on there. Freakazoid and freaking Rocko's Modern Life.
I'm still rooting for Conan O'Brien and Kids in the Hall.
Okay.
You and Conan O'Brien, oh my god.
He's gonna be on the air. He should be on the air by the time this podcast is
up. I don't know about you, but when I got up on Saturday mornings and ate my Captain Crunch, I did not watch Conan O'Brien, okay? I was watching Cow and Chicken. And motherfucking DuckTales.
You know what I saw Saturday morning? Nothing. Because on Friday nights, I stayed up late to watch Conan. Then I slept in.
You weren't a true child then.
Conan.
Actually, I watched Freakazoid and Animaniacs and Earthworm Jim on Saturday morning.
Oh my god, Animaniacs and Earthworm Jim. I recently downloaded the entire of Earthworm Jim. Oh, that cartoon was so good. Oh my god.
Animaniacs was amazing. Yep. And Pinky and the Brain.
Definitely.
Tiny Toons, I always thought was underrated. Tiny Toons was awesome.
Tiny Toons was good, but it wasn't a Saturday morning cartoon for me. That cartoon would come on after I got home from school.
To be quite honest, I actually didn't watch too much of Tiny Toons. They had this one skit,
like, just remembering it is just hilarious to me. Like, there's this bit where, like, Plucky Duck and Hampton Pig trying to shoot an advert for orange juice. And, like, all Hampton has to say is, a refreshing glass of orange juice. And then he gets hit in the face for some reason. Like, just that's what happens. Like, that's how the advert's set up. I don't know why. But, like, he just goes, a refreshing juice of orange, and then gets hit in the face. And Plucky's like, no. A refreshing glass of orange juice. And, like, this goes on for about like 2 or 3 minutes, which you can imagine is like a long time when it's just the same joke over and over again. But it just gets so fucking funny. It's like, he's like getting more and more concussed and more dazed and stuff, and he's like, a refreshing glass of citrus flavored orange colored beverage. Bang!
That's like a, what's that, Strong Bad. Have you guys seen, Strong Bad?
Yeah,
right?
Everyone's
Strong
seen
Bad?
Strong Bad.
Yeah.
Have you seen the, he has like this outtake one?
Mm-mm.
Where he's like advertising for a site or something, but he keeps on messing up, and it's the funniest thing. Oh god, I can't remember how it goes, but I just remember just lolling hard.
And Letters versus Numbers reveals that Strong Bad rips off Tiny Toons.
But anyway, we're getting sidetracked here. We're
yeah,
do,
speaking
like,
speaking of Tiny Toons, we had an email from Whole Milk.
My segue is ruined. all that work, all that skill.
No, shut up. Shut up. And just read
the email.
Hey peoples, this is Whole Milk. Got a question for Mr. B. Mr. B, since you're such a suave motherfucker, please share your 5 most used pickup lines. Everyone, I don't know if all you guys drink or not, but what's the craziest place you've ever gotten drunk and passed out, woken up and not known how you've got there? Peace out, bitches. Milk. 5 most used pickup lines. I mean, oh, mine are pretty standard. I get, let's see, the last ones that have worked, and by worked, I mean I've said them and then gone in to snog a chick. There's, I'm having a really good time.
As opposed to, this is a shitty time and I wish I didn't have to look at your face.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but then I thought, no. Let's see, there was, you're really drunk. That happened. I have no idea where Dave is.
So these aren't so much pickup lines as statements you said before.
Don't knock them, they worked. No, I'm trying to think of one, like, really good pickup line. But I used to have that dinosaur comics. Well, I still do. I have that dinosaur comics t-shirt that just says feelings are boring, kissing is awesome. And like this chick came up to me and she was like, your t-shirt's really good. And I was like, that's an opinion, which is essentially a feeling. And then she kissed me. And yeah, so that worked. And number 5. See, I've only ever pulled 4 times.
No, you're not cutting it.
I know, right?
Mr. B, you only have 4. You don't have a fifth one. Why not?
All right. I'll think of the fifth one because, you know, I was a little bit more prolific.
All right, Ma, give us one of your pickup lines then.
No, you guys don't get to do pickup lines, damn it. That was what in this email made me special.
That I use, I walk into a room. Hi, I'm Ma.
Oh,
that's enough to impress me.
I don't mind
smiling
telling.
Smiling works.
I don't mind telling you guys. I'm like so erect now. Yep.
Could that be used as a pickup line right now?
Yeah, that's number 5. So, random girl in this pub. I've got a boner. You didn't induce it, but you're here. And you're quite pretty. I've noticed that you're dressed quite scankily. And that you're not on anyone's arm. I'm not saying you are a skank. I know what it's like to sometimes want to, you know, dress up. To feel pretty. To feel sexy. To feel desired. Right now I desire you. And by that I mean putting it all up in you. I don't think that'll work. How about...
And then
how
she
about...
replies, do you know how to work a sink?
Yeah, I do, baby. Call me a plumber. Call me Super Mario.
We need to answer our questions of like craziest place we ever got drunk.
Yep, I've got one. I'll not explain it, but I'll just say it quickly. A chemical toilet in Liverpool Street Station.
Oh my.
Mm.
I'm not much of a partier, but when I do drink, like, I guess the first time I've ever drank was in Japan. And I guess that would be considered my craziest. Like, I've never drank to a point where I passed out.
Where did you wake up? Japan.
The only way you could have, like, if you'd not explained it, if you just said, Japan, the only thing that would have been better than that would have been, like, a pirate ship.
One night, morning, I woke up, and everybody looked the same. The end.
Oh, ma.
It's true. I remember going to the bar, getting drunk, and then stumbling back, going to sleep, waking up, and then, oh, would you like some rice?
Oh,
I just imagine Ma, she's there. And Ma's like, are you Hideo Kojima? No. Are you Hideo Kojima? No.
Tetsuya Nomura, are you Tetsuya Nomura? Fuck.
Yes, I am. Nah, just kidding.
What was it? I read, like, in some blog, like, the other side of that, like, if you're in Japan and you want to have a good night out and just, like, drink for free, like, if you're American, you just tell everyone that you're Dave Grohl.
Oh, wow. Gino, it's your turn. Crazy place now.
I'm trying to think. Probably, well, like, not, I didn't pass out, but I kind of, like, blacked out for a bit, and I woke, like, I kind of came back to, and we were getting food at Denny's, and it was, I guess, prom night for the high schoolers, so I kind of, like, looked around. And everyone was in nice dresses and stuff.
Nice.
Oh, well, that would have been a nightmare for me. I would have woken up, everybody's in their tuxes and dresses, I would be like, oh, and then go back to sleep.
Nice.
And also when I, like, and also someone had, I guess, ordered food for me, and I had, like, a piece of, like, steak. And some mashed potatoes and stuff.
How did
you? I was like, this is not so bad.
Oh, well. Anywho.
Right. Email number two. This is from Neely, who, you know, we've been rooting for in the character battles, other than me. Right. Yeah, Chibi Ma knows what's coming. Hello, letters versus numbers. I am an avid listener of your podisodes and find you to be a very charming sort. In episode 15, you were nice enough to play my diss track Toad's House from Brian Torrent's Character Battles. I applaud you for keeping the standards of music on your podcast to the highest of qualities. As you may or may not know, I'm fairly new to the world of nerdcore and even more recently was introduced to the wonder of your show. I'm currently listening to them in reverse order, working my way down to number one, which I feel will obviously be the best one I will have heard. What? No, what? No, it won't.
No,
it won't. And made my listening in reverse order to make much more sense than if I was to listen in sequential order. Oh, I see what you did there. You were just being wrong. Okay. Also, I read a newspaper article which stated Final Fantasy VII is Gazo's. I have scanned the article and I am sending it along. Kisses, hugs, loves, Neely. And as a bonus feature, we'll probably stick this up on the MySpace. But this was in the Chicago Tribune, June 4th, 2008, by the looks of things.
That's pretty late news, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think about it.
I'm surprised we didn't stumble across this before.
Was it a Snow News Day? Like, let's run that article we didn't send to print 11 years ago.
Obviously no one agreed with it.
Final Fantasy VII has been found to make men gay due to boys who look like girls and girls who look like boys with giant breasts. Also, the livestream is a little bitch. Should have done its job and saved everyone, except Vincent, because that thing was fucking hard to get him on my team some damn time. What?
What?
Huh?
The editor was sick day. His wife was giving birth.
How?
What? And not only was the first game gay, but now they have a number of homosexual sequels that you can play to help turn you into Captain Queer. The worst being Dirge of Cerberus, where in all the cutscenes, your character is jumping all over the place, but for some reason, while playing as him, you cannot jump over a stair railing. Yes, that! I had a recent interview with Square Enix himself, and he said, we plan to make a bunch of more gay-ass games called Final Fantasy. Big surprise there. And that was by David Reporter. We salute you, David Reporter.
Going where no journalist is bold enough to go. Do you want to offer your rebuttal, Mom?
I'm a fan of Final Fantasy VII, so I disagree with a lot of that.
As am I. Like, you know, it's not my favorite Final Fantasy.
How was it hard to get Vincent? It's not hard to get Vincent. You talk to him, and then you have him. That's not hard.
I don't remember.
They probably mean lost number.
Fucking... What?
Oh, your first playthrough, if you're not power leveling, lost number's pretty tricky.
Oh, yeah, it is. Very true. But it's still a dumb thing to say that Vincent was hard to get because he really wasn't. You just talk to him and then he's automatically in your party.
If you're not using the strat guide, the clues, like, on your first playthrough.
I don't know about you, but when I first played it, I didn't need to look at the strategy guide. I just saw a door and I was like, hey, I haven't been here before. I'm gonna go through the door. So I went through the door, and guess who was in there?
You can't get in the door without doing those clues first.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess, but I think my problem was that I, like, when I saw a door, I was just like, no thanks. Walked away.
Oh, see, total opposite of me. When I see a door that I've never been through, I'm like, heck yeah, I'm going through that door.
The thing is, I play games way too slow. I will investigate every single thing that I can possibly look at.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. I'm like, I haven't been here before. There might be some materia, some items. Who knows?
That's when I found Tifa's underwear. Because I was looking at everything. Yeah.
No, Yuffie was hard to get, in my opinion, because you had to answer all the questions and shit. And if you didn't answer right, you wouldn't get her. And she steals her shit.
I did strategy guide back for Yuffie.
Yeah,
somebody warned me about it. They were like, if you see a ninja, you have to do this, this, and that. Otherwise, it fucks you up. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I strategy guide RPGs.
I love how you didn't read the very bottom of the news article.
Yep, there's a picture, and it says, more about gay-ass games Chibimar likes on page 37. Why did you call me up on that? Why did you want me to read that?
To show how much of a butt Neely is. Because he's a butt. Because I love awesome games.
He's very handsome, Ma.
Yeah, well, Ma's on the show now. Like, she has the power to sway what games are bought and which ones aren't. Like, yeah. You have that power. You're a celebrity now.
Oh, you decide what's true. In. Very true.
Oh, shit, we've got a tweet.
Oh, uh-oh.
Uh-huh. You were called out on something.
Let's see. This I don't know, I haven't seen it yet. Again. Oh yeah, he called us up. Fuck. He called us on what you mentioned before. Episode 16, okay, we're really done, is not how Mr. B is supposed to end the podcast. Sad face.
Aww.
Yeah.
Our mistake.
Well,
it's a new era. Things are going to change. You're going to have to get used to it.
At the end of the podcast now, would you say?
Yeah, we could. I have no problems against it.
Things can change and they can quickly change back.
Yeah, I know. That's like, true. We're just being spontaneous. I mean, jeez. Don't need to get all butthurt about it. I mean...
My butt has never hurt more.
Yeah, I'm surprised how many times I got called up on that today.
It's probably not as many times as I got called out for not knowing what an advent calendar is.
Oh, God. That still surprises me. I don't know how you can live in this country and not know what an advent calendar is. That is just sick and weird and wrong in every way. You do not know what a true Christmas is.
It's true.
When Ma found out, she, like, cried.
Yeah, I actually shed a tear.
Ma's emotional.
Oh, I am. I'm very emotional.
He's a loose cannon.
Yep. Just going wild.
Like, if she fires something because she's loose, like, she goes somewhere else. And then the next time she fires, it's not out the ship door. It's in the ship. Bits of the ship get destroyed unless we put it back. And sometimes we're busy. There are other cannons. Secured cannons.
But I'm the most important cannon.
How are you? No, you're the faulty cannon. Why would the loose cannon be...
cannon? That's insulting. I take offense to that. I think I might cry because of that. Thanks a lot.
Bish bash bosh, we're out.
What? No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Do we have any more emails or are we done?
We're done.
Cool.
Done.
Well, what the hell? People should send us more emails. Send
done like more. Buns, son.
Do right. I don't know. But, yes, I actually like this whole getting tweeted during the show.
Yeah.
Elio.
I think in the last episode, because I haven't listened to it yet, because it's just gone up. So quite how people are calling me up on it already. I'm not sure.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
because,
a good thing then, cause
it's
then we
because
have a lot of people
we
listening.
Loaded it a little while ago, and the people who have us on iTunes and whatnot, get it first, because we're slow at things. So, upload us to iTunes.
Yeah.
In fact, I would probably recommend that, because we're going to do this Twitter thing, like, when we're recording a podcast.
Yeah, only during when we do the podcast.
Yeah, only during. I think what I was going to say was, I think you said last time, if you tweet at us, we'll read it out on the show. That's a bit boring. No one wants to hear, like, recalled tweets. Like, even if they are funny, we'll lose them in... We probably won't lose them. We haven't got that many followers. But even so, it won't occur to me because I'm a scatterbrain. But we will do the like, we're podcasting now, tweet us thing on Twitter. Nothing else. We won't bother doing it on MySpace or the RSS feeds or... We might do it on Facebook. I don't know. Playing this by ear. You don't know how Let's Versus Numbers is going to go. You don't know.
No. We're spontaneous.
It's a mystery every time.
We're
what
control.
Gino said.
Like, you never, like, people could die on the podcast. Things change in an instant.
Conk out, die. But you forget, you have a white mage on the show. I would totally prevent that shit.
So people could come to life on the podcast at any moment, too. You don't know which way you can
go. Random people just popping out of the middle of the podcast going, hello, guys.
Abraham Lincoln.
Dude, I was just about to say Abraham Lincoln. I'm not even. I was like gonna do something similar. Like, whoa, it's Abe Lincoln. And then you said Abraham Lincoln, and that was. You see, shit like that could happen.
I like your impression of Gino saying Abraham Lincoln.
That's the only impression of Gino I can do.
I don't know if I can do any impressions.
Try me.
You did Kabuto.
Oh yeah. Oh, no, I'm not going to try you.
You
Mr.
did
B.
Kabuto? I haven't heard this.
You have a memory of a goldfish. No, I'm not going to do you. I can't
fish?
Do British. Yes, a goldfish.
Oh,
goldfish.
Goldfish.
I like the
fish.
What do you think I say?
It sounded like you said bullfish.
Bullfish. No, a goldfish. But, no, I can't do Mr. B's because I can't do English accents. Or even if I tried, it'd probably sound like Australian or something retarded like that.
That's
I don't know.
What makes it more hilarious.
That's what makes it more hilarious.
I'm laughing.
That was
there.
Pretty hilarious.
That was pretty hilarious. Enjoy. Bish bosh, we're out.
Bish bosh.
Or whatever the fuck you say, I don't know.
You really butchered that one.
Allow me, if I may, Chibi-ma, to show everyone how it's done.
You might want to mention the last band first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a good shout. Tell us about... Oh, there's not much... Well, there's a lot to say about the last band, but nothing you probably already don't know on account of it being Optimus fucking Rhyme. And if you're not familiar with Optimus fucking Rhyme, get familiar with Optimus fucking Rhyme.
Get yourself to a fucking library.
Yeah.
Read up on that
listen
shit.
Listen to that shit. Yeah.
Fucking do it. It's Optimus fucking Prime.
Fuck.
I know, right?
Shit. Damn.
God. Optimus fucking Prime. Jesus.
If Optimus Prime plays Nerdapalooza, this is how we're introducing him.
This is Optimus fucking Prime. That's how we do. Anyway, Word. This is Optimus fucking Prime with Worms off of their last EP, Transform. And this is my favorite Optimus Prime song because of that bit where it goes, I kill him with kindness, like, ha, guess what? I love you. And for some reason, that, like, tickled me a lot. Just rather than tell you about the song, I thought I'd give you a personal insight.
Right on.
Nice. Right, so, Bish Bash Bosh, we're out.
Cybermen more wild than a loose worm. Knock, knock, let me in your inbox. Watch, I can think it's just a system to touch your network. It's easily done, for an analyst like me. Ran within analysis and victories like he. There might be some, consider me spineless. You think I'm mindless? I kill them with kindness. Like, hi, guess what? I love you. Open me up with the one click, you're through. I like to wiggle, I like to squirm. Like to get down and dirty, watch your data burn. Reproduction, that's my secondary function. Just one look, get your address book, and then I'm gone. Call it population eruption. Like to touch people in these intimate ways. It ain't symbiotic, you won't see me for days. With my breath when we crawl and converse. See, touching your gut as we pass, it's pitch black. I don't mind that we're all from the earth. When you eat, I eat. When you sleep, I eat. When you watch TV, I eat. When you walk around the city, I dine on your nutrients. There's no need for etiquette or accoutrements. You know I'm suited for this. Check the hooks, go Lex. I'm through with intermediate host. Yo, what's next? Gotta slow down, wait it out. Show patience, one day I'ma make it out. So I incubate, think primary thoughts. Dash dock to the wall, y'all shot like a dart. I stopped just like I was taught and start doing what I do, which is feeding a lot. Not competing for stop, we barely move at all. It's scary, but I'm better off than almost all of y'all. No rent, free food and drink top shelf. Never gotta go to work, have sex with myself. Gather with my breath when we crawl and converse. We touch underground as we pass, it's pitch black. I don't mind that we're all from the earth. I'm a segmented analyst, do you comprehend? I don't want your money, I just wanna get in. We touch in your gut as we pass, it's pitch black. I don't mind that I am what I am.
Segmented analyst, squirm, squirm.
Segmented analyst,
squirm, squirm,
squirm.
Segmented analyst, superhero candidate,
squirm, squirm, squirm.
Segmented analyst, super hero candidate. Hero people stand with
it. Squirm, squirm.
Segmented best with a fragmented head. That'll breathe when I need it. I eat and I'm fed.
And I'm hungry.
Fear is a moment. Fear is a moment. Fear is a moment. Fear is underground. And if I hit right, he learns that hurt to make the world go round.
I live in the dirt. I like it there. I'm more than below, so nobody's scared. Not really scared. No matter how I fare, I never worry about wearing clean underwear.
Oh, for how being the most loved forget. On the podcast, no one tweets you. That's funny.
Well, it's because I have like 500 followers and you're a girl.
No one knows what it's like to be the sad one.
Oh, God.
The something one.
Gino, you need to put that at the end.
No one knows what it's like.
Tell Mr.
To
Bean
be the funny
in this
one.
to
be the popular
end.
One. On LVN.
Oh my God. I'm hungry.